Okay, we're now holding by day two of the Maseches Megillah project for the year 2024. Goal being to be Mesayim the Masechta by Purim and covering up to an Amid a day between now and then, give or take, you know, we'll adjust as we see fit. Okay, so we left off on Beis Amid Aleph. And we had just discussed the fact that one can read the Megillah, according to the Mishnah, anytime between the 11th and the 15th, depending on whether one is in a very small town where people come to visit twice a week to drop off their supplies from the farms, or whether one is in a regular-sized city where you're really supposed to read only on the regular day of Purim, or one is in a walled city from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun where you read on Shushan Purim the next day. So now the Gemara is going to sort of take all of that back, as we're going to explain going forward. Okay, so we're picking it up from about the third wide line. They get very wide towards the bottom of the Amid. We're picking it up from there. Fine. Amar Rabba Bar Barachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, meaning it's written authorlessly, but it's actually only the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Didarish Zman Zmanam Zmanehem. That he darshans the word Bizmanehem to mean multiple possible days that you could read the Megillah. Avol Chachamim Omrim in Kornosela Bizmana. You're only allowed to read the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th. You're not allowed to have any of these additional days. So right away, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no such halacha that you're allowed to read them any of these days from the 11th and on, because that was only the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but we paskin like the Chacham. Now, Meisvei, I have a kasha on this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Emosai bisman shahashanim kitiknon v'Yisrael shruyin al admasan. When do we say this rule that you can read from the 11th to the 15th? That's only when everything is normal and the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael. Avo bisman hazeh, but nowadays, hol umistaklin ba. Since people look at it, meaning people look towards the Batei Din, and they want to know exactly what to do, and they're prone to making mistakes, in Koronosa'el Abizmana. So it was Rabbi Yehuda saying that nowadays we only read it at its proper time, because people are going to get confused. Again, you got to remember in those days there were no Sidurim, there were no Machzorim, and things like that, and people had to look. They had to look to the shuls and the Bati Din and the Bati Medrash to know when to do the mitzvos, and you're not going to confuse people. Oh, some guy comes from another town. Oh, we did it a week ago, or not a week ago, but we did it 2 days ago. We did it 3 days ago. It's going to mess everybody up. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's explanation. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba Deman. Who's Rabbi Yehuda quoting over here? Elam Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Afila Bizman Azeh. Ikalahai Takanta. If he's following Rabbi Akiva, so then the idea is that we have this Takana even nowadays, that we're not in Eretz Yisrael or with everything going normally. Elalav Aliba de Rabbanan. Rather, he must be going according to the Rabbanan. Bizman Shashanam Kitiknon Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan Mia Karinan. Right, so he said, and yet we see he's going according to everybody, and he says, no, if things were normal, we would read it between the 11th and the 15th. We just don't do it nowadays because things are not as the way they should be. And the Gemara says, Tiyufta, de Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. This is indeed a disproof to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and we assume that our mission is according to everyone. But the reason we don't do it nowadays is that we don't want people to get confused because the system is not the way it should be. Ika de Amri. There are those who say the same thing, but they say it from a different perspective. Amr Abba Barachan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zu de Rabbi Kiva Stim Ta. B'chacham, Amr Bizmana Zehol Mistaklin Ba, In Koronosel El Bizmana. Really, the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, is do we change it bizman hazeh? So Rabbi Akiva is our Mishnah, but the Chachamim say, yeah, we technically agree with you. We just don't keep it nowadays because it's going to get everybody confused. And instead of that being a disproof of Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to say that the Braisa supports him. Tanya Nami Achi, and we have a Braisa which supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yuda Emasai bizman shasham kitiknam Yisrael shruin alad masan. This only applies when the Jews are in their normal time and normal place. Avu bizman hazeh, but nowadays, whole mistaklin, but that everybody's looking at us to know what to do. In koronosa ela bizmana, we only read it in its proper time. Now, Rav Ashi kasha lei le Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Ashi, this is the end of Amid Aleph. Rav Ashi asked a kasha from one statement of Rabbi Yehuda to another statement of Rabbi Yehuda. And then going over to Amid Beis. Umukim la lebraisa karebi Yosi bar Yehuda. right? So he said that, and he said that one of the brisas versus the Mishnah was really not Rabbi Yehuda, rather it was Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. What on earth is going on here? So Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bizman Hazeh Hol Mistaklin Ba Ein Kornos Ela Bizman. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that nowadays, since people will get confused, you only read it on the 14th or the 15th? Vermini, I have a contradiction. In other words, this is the contradiction that Rav Ashi is bringing between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda concerning how we read Bizman Hazeh. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says in this braisa, Emasai, when do we do this? Makom shenichnas and mesheni v'chamishi. That's only a place where the farmers come to town on Mondays and Thursdays, and that's the only time they're going to be able to hear Megillah with a minyan. Avo makom shein nichnas and mesheni v'chamishi. But in a place like most normal cities where the farmers are not coming to town only twice a week, in Korona Sela Bizmana. Right? So you only read it during the proper time. So that's the end of that brisa. So we have brisa number one. Well, I'll read the Gemara and then explain it. In Makom Shenichnasim Shein Mechamisha Mia Korin. Nevertheless, we do read it in a place where they do come to town on Monday and Thursday. We do read it early. We do read it starting on the 11th, whenever the earlier Monday or the earlier Thursday is. Fafilu bizman hazeh, implying that even is nowadays. So in other words, Rav Ashi quoted one brisa of Rabbi Yehuda saying, we don't do this anymore nowadays, and another brisa which says, we do it nowadays. So what's the pshat? Umukim la the brisa ki Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So he said the brisa which says we still do it nowadays is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's his son Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So now the Gemara is like, wait a second. You just get to do that because you have a contradiction between brisos? You're allowed to change the author of one of the two brisos? You have to have a real tradition that's the case. You can't just make this up. Umishum de kashale de Rabbi Yehuda, de Rabbi Yehuda, mukim lo le brisa k'Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. What, just because he had a stira between two Rabbi Yehudas, he automatically changed who the author of the brisa was? No, so the Gemara says he did have a tradition, he just wasn't sure. Rav Ashi shmiele de ika de tani le k'Rabbi Yehuda, de ika de tani le k'Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi had heard that some people learn that brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, and some people learn that the brisa is Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Umi de kashale le Rabbi Yehuda. And once he saw that they were contradicting one another, so Amar Man Detani Leker Rabbi Yehuda Lav Dafka Man Detani Leker Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Dafka. So he said, obviously, the more correct version of the brisa is the one who learns it like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and not Rabbi Yehuda proper. Okay, so what have we had so far? We've had the Mishnah, which says you can really start reading it from the 11th and go until the 15th, and then we had the source in the Megillah for what that is, and then we basically rejected la halacha. We said nowadays we don't do this anymore. Rather, either because it's a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva, which we rejected, we said it's not really a machlokes. Everybody agrees we don't do it nowadays. Or the second version, which is that it was a machlokes whether we do it nowadays or not, but we assume that you don't. And we're now going to move on. With the statement of reading it on different day, on the 15th. So the Mishnah had said, Korin bechamisha asar v'chule minahani mili. From where do we know these din? So Amar Rava. So Rava says, and some say it's not really Rava, it's really Rav. The Amar Kra. The pasuk says in the Megillah, Al kain hayehudim haprazim hayoshev ba'arei haprazos v'gomer. Meaning, those Jews who live in the open cities, they're called the open Jews who live in the open cities. So it's repeated. So they make Purim on the 14th. That's what it says in the Pasuk in the Megillah. Right? Midaprazim ba'arba'asar, mukafin b'chamishasar. So from the fact that we specifically single out those who live in open cities, not walled cities, so that implies that they read it on the 14th, but everybody else, meaning the walled cities, reads it on the 15th. The Ema Prazim ba'arba'asar, mukafin klal klalo. Maybe the pshat means that only the Jews who live in open cities read the Megillah, and walled city Jews don't read the Megillah at all. So wait a second, Balav Yisrael Ninu, are they not Jewish? You're telling me that Jews who live in walled cities don't have to keep the mitzvahs? That's ridiculous. Va'od, and furthermore, Mehodu Vad Kush Ksiv, the original Takana was from Hodu Ad Kush. All these Jews were subject to being wiped out, and last I checked, there were walled cities in between Hodu and Kush. The Ema, so fine. So that's not Akasha. But now, the Ema, let me say, Prazim Bar Besar, Mukafin Bar Besar, Uvechamesar. Maybe that the open cities, they only read it once on the 14th. But the walled cities, they read it on both the 14th and the 15th. kidichsiv liyos osimis yom arba asar lachodesh adar ve'es yom chamisha asar bo b'chol shana. Right, so it sounds from there that you actually keep 2 days. The pasuk says to do these days, the 14th and the 15th, right, every single year. So it sounds almost like there are some Jews who keep 2 days of Purim. They keep the regular day and Shushan Purim day. Someone says, no, Ihaviksiv es yom arba asar v'chamisha asar kidagamit. If it would have just put them together with the Vav, the 14th and the 15th, then we would have said, hashta now, dechsiv es yom arba asar v'es yom chamisha asar. Right, so it says the word ve'es in between. Et also es upasik. Hani bar basar, vahani b'chamisha. So the s comes and interrupts the two, and we say that some read it on the 14th and some read it on the 15th. So now the Gemara is not done yet. Ve'ema, maybe I could say prazin bar besar mukafin ibo bar besar ibo b'chamesar. Maybe if you're in an open city, you can read it on the 14th. You have to read it on the 14th. But if you're in a walled city, you can choose 14th or the 15th. So Amar Kra bizmanehem, in their times, which implies zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh. Right? So he says that the zman of one is not the zman of the other. Each one has its specific day. You don't get to choose. Ve'ema betleisar, right? So he says, maybe we do it on the 13th. Gemara says, so the Gemara answers, kishushan, that we assume that just as the Megillah says that in Shushan, I mean, there was never a question what the Jews of Shushan do. It says explicitly in the Megillah that the Jews of Shushan, since their Purim was a day later, and that's why we call it Shushan Purim, they are going to read the Megillah on the 15th. The question was only regarding the other walled cities. So now we're just saying that there's no reason to assume we would do it any differently than we do it in Shushan, and therefore we keep the walled cities on the 15th.